This hour is brought to you by the Genesis Communications Network, the nation's leader in independently owned and operated talk radio since 1998. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Start with Jennifer Horn, Ken Kessler, Roberta Fasanelli, Doug Steffen, and McFadden when he's here. If he's not, Michael Fortier holding down the fort. Thanks for being with us this morning. We're going to talk about affordable health care. Not that it hasn't been talked to death, but there may be some information that you didn't know. We'll get at that in just a few minutes. And then, if you're traveling this summer and you're looking for a Lollapalooza of an airfare sale, Tom Parsons would join us later on in the hour with news about coast-to-coast fares starting at $99. Now, if you buy a coast-to-coast
ticket,
I think about $149 is the lowest they are, or have been anyway. Meanwhile, the Russians are coming. The Russians are coming. Or they've already come. The Russians are going. The Russians are going. So says the Prime Minister, Russian troops will be removed from the training bases near the Ukrainian border within a few days, according to the Deputy Defense Minister in Russia. Interview with the BBC, Anatoly Antonov said he was disappointed by NATO's decision to boycott an international security conference being held in Moscow. Nobody, there was no international conference because nobody showed up. Russians were there. That was it. He said it's better when our ministers for defense are sitting at the same table. Really?
Hmm.
Huh. Might have thought about that before. But he said that the way they want to invade the Ukraine is with tourists. The Russians want to invade the Ukraine. Yes. When asked by the BBC reporter, do you want to invade Ukraine? He said, yes, with Russian tourists. We have no intention of invading with our troops, and here's the proof. We're pulling them away. So what do you think of that, boys and girls? Pretty exciting, huh?
Yeah.
Yeah, tourists just take a ride to Ukraine in tanks.
Right. Wait a minute. There's some news today on the missing plane.
Uh-oh.
After months of clamoring, the raw satellite data that families have been demanding may soon be made public. No. Up until now, the company whose satellites communicated with the missing plane in its last hours had declined to release this satellite data because the government said don't do it, but they have said today they're trying to make the raw data available and accessible. Families want the data analyzed as they look for answers into what happened. They're going to find anything out from the data. It's a nice thing to do. Give them the information. That's swell. But what do you think you're going to find there? Busy day in this year's primary calendar. Six states holding elections today. Anti-establishment candidates face long odds in some of the higher-profile Republican showdowns. The Tea Party has had a number of primary successes in the last, four or five years?
Mm-hmm.
But this year, the RINOs have learned how to fight back. So far, they haven't done particularly well. Matter of fact, I think a lot of people were surprised. Were they? Clay Aiken won in a district that's pretty Democratic anyway.
The guy died.
Well, but I mean, even so,
he won by 300 votes.
Expected to win the race against the Republican challenger, is he not?
Yes.
Because of name recognition?
Probably name recognition.
Of politics. Do people
People don't know his history. I mean, this is his first run at anything.
Yeah, it is his first run at anything. Well,
besides American Idol and Celebrity Apprentice.
Mm-hmm. New York gaming officials have okayed the use of a nasal strip.
Huh?
For horses.
For the horse, yeah.
Right. It's called California Chrome.
It's going to be a pretty big one.
California Chrome is the horse that's won both of the races so far.
Right. By a nose.
With a nose strip. But they
nasal
say it's okay.
Strip. Right. So he's going to use that at the Belmont Stakes. That's this weekend, isn't it?
Uh-huh. And if he does that, he's a triple crowner.
Triple. Is it next month? When is that? I don't even know.
June 7th.
June 7th, Michael says. Yeah, they wouldn't likely have it on Memorial Day weekend with a race. So what about horses and nose strips? Ever been close to a horse?
No, but I think it helps men sleep without snoring, so I'm for it.
Really? Huh?
A nasal strip? Nasal strips that you put on your nose?
It opens up your nose passages.
Is that the same thing?
Yeah. Yeah, I think so. Just a bigger size for a horse nose.
What does it do?
It just opens up the passage so that you get more oxygen up there.
Huh. Very interesting. Thank you. Very smart.
I can't imagine a horse would allow you to have that on. I mean,
this one does, and he's doing okay.
About it.
Yeah.
A horse is a horse, of course, of course. In a moment.
Oh, boy.
Naomi Lopez Bauman, who is here, she's director of healthcare policy in Illinois. Say that again, Doug. Illinois Policy Institute. She has written an op-ed piece about what the taxpayers are paying for the acquisition of the enrollees in the Affordable Health Care Act. So you're probably going to be interested in this number, which is coming right up here on Good Day.
A turkitarian is anyone who can't get enough of delicious Butterball turkey. You might be a Butterball turkitarian if any of the following apply to you. You use wishbones to wish for more turkey. When people call you a turkey, you take it as a compliment. After you eat your Butterball turkey burger, you miss it terribly. You think the best place to store a Butterball turkey deli sandwich is in your mouth. Your ideal serving size of turkey is infinity. If this describes you, join other turkitarians at Butterball.com and get an instant coupon now. That's Butterball.com.
Want a bright start to summer? Ask Sherwin-Williams during the Sunny Day Sale and save 30% on paints and stains May 18th through the 26th. With colors like pool blue, organic green, and daffodil, we've got everything you need to add a splash of color. Visit your neighborhood Sherwin-Williams paint store and save 30% today. Find your nearest store at sherwinwilliams.com/sale. Retail sales only. Some exclusions apply. See store for details.
Hi, friends. Doug Steffen here with some great ideas on how you can spruce up your home this spring from your friends at Sherwin-Williams. Nothing changes the mood of a room faster or for less money than a fresh coat of paint. If you're going with a new color, test it out first. Paint a sample on a square of cardboard and hang it up in the room for a couple of days. If you like it throughout the day and the evening, you are ready to go. If you have more painting questions, the experts at Sherwin-Williams will help you out. With easy-to-use color selection tools, you can find your personal palette with confidence. Exceptional coverage, rich color, and results that last. All you have to do is ask Sherwin-Williams. Stay tuned for more great ideas from the color experts at Sherwin-Williams.
Hi, it's Doug Steffen with big news for allergy sufferers. Prescription nasal sprays are the most effective treatment for nasal allergies. Now, for the first time, one's available without a prescription. Try new Nasacort Allergy 24-Hour. Your symptoms, like sneezing and runny nose, are caused by your body's chemical responses to allergens. Nasacort stops more of these responses than antihistamines to relieve nasal allergy symptoms, even congestion, for 24 hours. New Nasacort stops more of what makes you miserable. Use as directed. Visit Nasacort.com.
When I walk into Buffalo Wild Wings, I'm not just a customer.
I'm a fan.
And in this house?
This house.
This house?
Fans rule.
This is our stadium.
Our locker room.
Our dugout.
Our sports drinks are served on tap. And our pregame meal is
hand-spun wings.
In victory or in defeat, we never leave hungry.
Because in this house, we are the MVPs.
Buffalo Wild Wings. Wings. Beer. Sports. Visit BuffaloWildWings.com to find the location nearest you.
Ron Delano, Attorney Houston. Attention, mesothelioma cancer patients and families. The clock is ticking for you to receive your fair share of the billions of dollars in settlement money still available to victims of first-hand and second-hand exposure to asbestos. Don't wait. Call the nation's leading mesothelioma experts right now and find out how much you may be eligible to receive. Call 800-764-3000. 800-764-3000. 800-764-3000.
Doug Steffen's Good Day program, Ken and Roberta and Jennifer and I, focused on what it costs you as a taxpayer to get people enrolled in the Affordable Health Care Act. Joining us to discuss that is Naomi Lopez Bauman, who's Director of Healthcare Policy at the Illinois Policy Institute. So I guess this could be a very quick and short story here, Naomi. I'm wondering how you arrived at your conclusion. This op-ed piece that you wrote has gotten a lot of attention. There are those in the government who don't want people to know what these numbers are, for sure, because they don't look very good. How did you come up with a formula for figuring out? We'll get to the number, but let's talk about how you got there first.
Well, good morning, Doug. Thank you so much for having me. So what I took a look at is how much the federal government spent on outreach, marketing, TV ads, and PR stunts. And we're looking at well over $700 million there. Next, I looked at the cost that the federal government spent on the actual exchanges. Just over a dozen states set up their own state exchanges. The federal government paid for those. And then we have the federal exchange, where most of the states participated. And I took a look at that number as well. And so what I did was I divvied it up based on which exchange individuals would have been on, if they would have been on the federal exchange or if they would have been on individual state exchanges, to come up with a larger number. And really, that only tells part of the story. The reason is that we still, out of the 8 million enrollees, we don't know who has actually paid for a policy. That will tell you who is actually covered with insurance, and we don't know who was previously uninsured. We know that a lot of people, due to federal regulations issued in the summer of 2010, a lot of people had their policies canceled because they were deemed as substandard, as not adequate coverage. And we're talking probably upwards of 6 million nationwide. And so whenever you take a look at who's actually paid and who was previously uninsured, we're probably looking at something like 1.7 million insured through the exchanges, newly insured individuals, a lot smaller than the 8 million number. And when you take a look at that spending, you're looking at an even more expensive program. And so what I did was I compared it to what a customer acquisition cost would be for a private company. This is not an apples-to-apples comparison, of course, because health insurance is certainly a different product than, say, a hotel room or a car rental or a book or a CD. But places like Priceline.com and BarnesandNoble.com will spend about $7 to $10 for every customer that they get, someone who's actually purchasing a product. When you take a look at the Affordable Care Act, commonly known as Obamacare, we know that we're spending upwards of $1,000 per enrollee in most cases. When you take a look at some states like Hawaii, which set up their own exchange and had a very low enrollment, you're looking at over $20,000 per enrollee. And so it not only is, you know, obviously this is not apples to apples, but on the other hand, individuals are required to buy health insurance. And so we really need to be asking, you know, is it, you know, should we really be doing a victory lap over this?
Well, the idea that we actually have analyzed the numbers, I think, is intriguing in and of itself. But figuring it the way I do, what is the average tax bill of the average American and how much of that has gone to get people signed up? Was there actually a budget item, a line item in the bill that was passed that would either allow for this kind of money to be spent to get people to sign up? Was there something that when you looked at it, you said, oh, okay, this is what it's going to cost?
No, and in fact, we got a blank. The federal government has been given a blank check. Just last week, for example, Sylvia Burwell, the nominee for Health and Human Service Secretary, who's currently the director of the Office of Management and Budget, told committee members that basically they're going to need at least another $200 million for the federal exchange, putting the price tag for the federal exchange at $1 billion.
Now, what about the website? That was another almost
$1 billion,
right?
Yes, that is $1 billion now. That keeps increasing. And not only that, a lot of people don't realize that there still isn't a payment mechanism built into the website. The way that the subsidies are calculated on the website are probably incorrect for more than 1 million people. And so we really are looking at a website that is a complete and utter disaster. Judicial Watch yesterday had FOIA'd documents from the Department of Health and Human Services to take a look at what actual enrollments were in October whenever the federal website first launched. The first day, they enrolled one person.
Yeah, I remember hearing that story. What an outrage. And people who think it's a good idea. People ought to have coverage. We ought to have better health care. This didn't lead to better health care. It just led to more people being covered. Well, to listen to you, it doesn't seem like that many more people are actually covered, and we spent billions of dollars to get there. Interesting numbers, Naomi. Thank you. Naomi Lopez Bowman from the Illinois Policy Institute with an eye-opener, an ear-opener, on what you paid to get people signed up for Obamacare. Yeah.
Great news, pure water lovers. BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com has a special discount offer for all GCN listeners. You can't do better than a Big Berkey for economy. For only 1.7 cents a gallon, a single set of filters can last for 5 to 10 years. There's none better than a Big Berkey for emergency preparedness as a backup water source. And you just can't beat a Big Berkey to remove dangerous chlorine, all types of fluoride, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, parasites, and unhealthy byproducts from municipal water. Berkey water filter systems are even powerful enough to purify stagnant pond water. For the gold standard in water filters, get a Big Berkey at BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. And all GCN listeners get 5% off all ceramic filter systems. For details, call 1-877-99-BERKEY. That's 877-99-BERKEY. Big Berkey Water Filters, for the love of clean water.
The TalkStream Live app for iPhone, iPad, and Android is the fastest and easiest way to access live talk radio anytime, anywhere. Download the free TalkStream Live app right now and see for yourself. You'll enjoy instant access to the best in live talk radio. Find your favorite shows and discover some new ones. The TalkStream Live app is available in the App Store, the Google Play Store, or visit TalkStreamLive.com. That's TalkStreamLive.com.
Harvest Right is the world's first in-home freeze dryer. Freeze dry your own fruits, vegetables, meats, and full meals. With Harvest Right, you can prepare foods that last 25 years, preserving its freshness, nutrition, color, and taste. All your food can be freeze dried. So don't throw away your leftovers. Freeze dry them with this incredible in-home money-saving freeze dryer. Go to HarvestRight.com to see how the Harvest Right freeze dryer works. That's HarvestRight.com.
Today, this point in each hour, I usually have some recognizable song or singer, something that emotionally can identify with a point in your life where you were doing something that was special. I think the Rolling Stones have so much a part of so many years in most of our lives, hard to nail down one single connection. There are a lot of them, usually with each of these songs. The frontman for the Stones, Mick Jagger, has become a great grandfather. Man, you want to put this onto
a great grandfather?
The page of who? I don't want to go there. Mick Jagger's 21-year-old granddaughter, Assisi, who's the daughter of his daughter, Jade, by Bianca Jagger. How many wives has he had anyway, Mick Jagger? Anybody remember?
A lot. No, I don't know, actually.
Anyway, the 21-year-old granddaughter gave birth to a baby girl with her boyfriend, Alex Key. Assisi told the magazine Hello that Jagger was pleased when she told him the news of her pregnancy. He said, "Well done." How would he say that? Do you want to do it, Roberta? How would Mick Jagger say, "Well done"?
Well done.
Kenny, you want to take a shot at that? Well done.
Well done.
Well done.
Well done, well done, good chap.
Oh. Mick Jagger, by the way, is 70 this year. 70 years old. The granddaughter added, "I imagine it's nice to be a great granddad, although I'm not sure he likes the idea of getting older or being called old." I call him Mick. I would never start calling him Grandpa. I call him Mick. All right, so
yeah, it's hard to see like him being called Gramps or Papa or something.
Hey,
like that,
Gramps.
You know?
Yeah. All right, next name in the musical news, Leanne Rimes. One of the biggest events this year and every year in American sports is the Indianapolis 500. Makes sense to the Indy 500 organizers that they bring in one of America's most versatile singers. So country star Leanne Rimes sings the national anthem this weekend during the ceremonies at the 500 on Sunday. 98th running of the Indianapolis 500 at the Indy Motor Speedway. She said to sing the national anthem at one of the most prestigious racing events is truly an honor. What'd you expect her to say? I don't want to do this. This is a waste of my time.
I'm doing it for the money.
I hate that song.
She's going to release an album. I wonder if there's... Wait a minute. This is just a coincidence, right? Next month,
sure.
She releases an album of dance remixes entitled Dance Like You Don't Give A. She's also the star of the new VH1 show, Leanne and Eddie. Was that a reality show about... What's her husband, Eddie?
Eddie Cibrian.
I thought they were not getting along.
That's what I've heard. I mean, they got together because they both cheated on their spouses.
Oh, swell.
Yeah.
Good. All right. Macklemore in the news today. Won a Grammy this year for a song praised for its cultural sensitivity. He says he wasn't stereotyping Jews with a costume he wore to an event in Seattle on Friday. The hat, big fake nose, black beard, and wig were a random costume.
People didn't like it, though.
It was a Hasidic, looked like a Hasidic Jew, right?
Right.
Yeah. He said... Here's an apology to anybody they may have offended.
Another man's come up like
I didn't think I was offending anybody. Macklemore, where'd that name come from, Jennifer?
I don't know where that name came from. That might be his. Is it his last name, Ken?
Really?
You know?
Answer your mama, your mammy.
I know he performs a lot with Ryan Lewis.
Tim Macklemore, maybe.
There you go. See, last name.
28 past the hour. You're listening to the Doug Stephan Today program. Stephan Macklemore, yeah.
Bad debt. The definition is simple.
Basically, things you can't afford and you don't need.
Often on a charge card.
Credit card debt is very often bad debt.
I'm Aileen Ellis. This is Primetime Focus. AARP financial educator, John Dolphiné.
Another thing that equals bad debt, frankly, is when you're just taking on too much debt than you can afford. Experts say that your total monthly long-term debt payments, and this includes mortgage and credit card payments, should not exceed about 36% of your gross monthly income.
When you keep this ratio in check, it's easier to fund your retirement account, and don't use it early.
As parents think about funding college for their kids, they need to be careful about debt because it's tempting to take out huge loans, eat into their retirement accounts.
When the student is the borrower, you've got options as you juggle helping out and getting older. For info on bad and good debt, check out the May issue of the AARP Bulletin. That's Primetime Focus brought to you by AARP. Hear all our programs on the web at aarp.org/radio.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
Staples has great deals on everything for your office break room, from coffees and teas.
Hey, boss, can I get some coffee?
No. To sports drinks and sodas.
Hey, boss, can I?
No. To chips and candy.
What if I?
No.
How
no.
About...
Staples has everything you need for your office break room.
But I'm gonna...
No. Except the break. Thousands of products added online every day. Even resume software. This week, get Maxwell House Original Roast Ground Coffee for $5.99. Staples. Make more happen.
Offer ends 5/24/14. Limit 2 progressive roll. Supplies last.
Independently leading the way for the nation. Compelling talk for every political persuasion. We are GCN.
There are many things the human body can do very well, but maintaining the proper pH level isn't always one of them. That's where AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops can make a world of difference. AlkaVision Plasma pH Drops helps your body do what's natural. Just a few drops a day helps rid your body of harmful waste and acid while promoting health and restoring vibrance and energy. Alkalizing boosts your immune system and can help fight headaches, irritability, cramping, and insomnia. Alkalizing also helps the body fight depression and even bone loss. To learn more more about the importance of alkalizing and how you can find life-changing and vital balance, please visit AlkaVision's brand new website at alkavision.com. Same great products, but now easier to use and more informative than ever before. To get your very own plasma pH drops for just $29.95, call 800-518-7615 or visit alkavision.com. That's alkavision.com. Alkalize your body and supercharge your health at the new alkavision.com.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document, worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Feels like a good day. Stay inside. There's a marathon running on Channel 9. Mix a stiff drink. Expect me to resume play anytime, and I'm waiting, waiting, waiting for the man.
33 after the hour on the Doug Steffen Good Day program, running down what we're going to do in this half hour. And the usual, not the usual, because a lot of unusual things going on in the world that are fun to talk about. Plus, Tom Parsons has a whopper of an airfare sale. If you're planning on traveling this summer, you may want to wait a few more minutes before you call the travel agent. All right? I'm just telling you. Just giving you a little heads up. Deadline, Los Angeles.
That's where I am.
The NBA has given the owner of the Los Angeles Clippers, Mr. Donald Sterling, until next Tuesday to respond to the league's move to terminate all of his ownership rights. If three-quarters of the owners go along with the plan, Sterling will be forced to sell the team. His attorney, however, has a different idea. He wants the NBA to give Sterling a three-month extension. Sports Illustrated reporting last night that the league has worked over a plan. They say it's equitable. I don't know that they're taking into account his wife and all the other stuff. I mean, these people, it seems like they're flying blind. And they don't seem to get what the reality of the situation here is. Maybe they think he doesn't get the reality. I don't think they get the reality of it either. So they fine him $2.5 million. He says, I'm not paying it. And then he's pointing to other people who have made comments that are just as bad, if not worse, than what he said, and says, okay, fine me $2.5 million. I'll pay it as soon as you get the other guys who have done offensive things to pay the $2.5 million as well.
Hello, Jay-Z. He's coming for
it. Sign up. Yeah. And I think he's right. Am I wrong or right? Huh?
I think he's right.
He's absolutely right.
Get rid of all of them.
What do you
I mean, it's got to be fair.
Yeah, absolutely.
Under the circumstances,
we celebrate certain people in this culture and throw stones at others for doing the exact same crime.
Right. So, is Sterling Jewish? I don't know. That's why I'm asking the question.
I don't know.
Anybody
don't
know?
I've heard some say yes, and I've heard some say no. I don't know.
All right. So the reason that I asked that, and I don't know whether it affects, I don't know how many of the owners, and I'm saying this not to be crude, but the reality is that a lot of these people, a lot of the folks that own these teams, there is deep-seated dislike and distrust for various racial. I mean, it's basically a microcosm of our society. There are a lot of people in our society who don't like Jews. A lot of people don't like blacks. A lot of people don't like, you name it. There's some group that doesn't like, you can find a group anywhere that doesn't like a certain number of other groups. Just the way it is. So how much of that is a factor here in bringing this all to a head? I think there is something. This is dangerous territory for these guys. I think it is anyway. Speaking of danger, story trending on Good Day about germs in your gut and how they may affect the germs may affect your child getting autism, et cetera, et cetera, et cetera. Also, there is a recall today. We have the latest details on this recall in the headline portion of the Doug Stephan Good Day website about 1.8 million pounds of ground beef being recalled because of E. coli contamination. And as usual, this is a huge company, the Wolverine Packing Company. 11 illnesses traced to E. coli. Whenever there's salmonella, listeria, E. coli, any of those problems, it's always a big company that's responsible. But as the Department of Agriculture and the Food and Drug Administration going after these big companies with their new regulations for the way we handle food, they go after the little guys, the farmers, the small family farmers like me. And they're happy to do that because they can take shots at the little guys, whereas they can't at the big guys. Meanwhile, I ask the question all the time, why would you buy these things that were produced someplace else? Go, if you really feel like you got to have hamburger, go to the guy who's at the counter in the deli section or the meat counter or whatever it is and tell him to grind you up a pound of hamburger. Why the hell do you have to go buy frozen hamburger? Is it that much cheaper? Is the stuff
it's
that you
a
buy
little cheaper?
I'm asking you because I honestly don't know.
It's cheaper
to buy frozen ground hamburger than it is to buy the local fresh hamburger.
Yes,
it's more expensive to buy the local. How much more? What are we talking about here?
A few dollars a pound, I would say at least.
Is it really?
Yeah. If you're going to like a farmer's market and buying local beef, that's much more expensive.
Mm-hmm.
A big barbecue with a lot of people, you just buy the frozen burgers. It's so much more convenient.
Yeah, and then make them all sick.
You know,
it's good.
It's good for one. It's good for all.
Absolutely, you're right about that.
Make everybody equally sick.
You want to find out about the beef? A million, almost 2 million pounds.
I mean, the problem is when one person, I mean, the thing with these processing plants, you don't think meat is processed, you just see meat in a container. But if it's already been patted for, I mean, the more people that touch it, the more you're putting yourself at risk.
What do you mean by that?
I mean, like, okay, so I'm not going to throw these veggie people under the bus, but I had, like, the ready pack, you know, those pre-cut carrots and celery sticks.
Yeah.
I went there. They were nice enough to donate when I was working for the Alzheimer's Association. They were nice enough to donate food for this event. And I went to the plant to pick up the stuff directly so that they wouldn't have to deliver it anywhere. And I was so taken aback by the smell of chemicals and the stuff all over the floor.
Really?
I mean, anytime you put something through a plant like that, you're just opening yourself up for trouble.
Mm-hmm. All right.
I would imagine.
Yep. Of trouble. Forbes magazine reporting that Vince McMahon, chairman of the WWE, lost $350 million.
Which is only a third of his wealth, by the way.
In a span of 24 hours. Loss was a result of a few factors, including lack of confidence in the WWE's new online streaming network. And
well, this was interesting, and just as a case study, not just necessarily with wrestling, but what he did, what the WWE did, instead of dealing with cable or satellite providers, they created their own channel that gave fans exclusive content, so they did like, you know, three or four or five shows that are exclusive to this channel.
Yeah.
They put up every pay-per-view event in history of the WWE, the WCW, the ECW, all the properties that they've known. You can see every pay-per-view event. And instead of having to pay $40 for each new pay-per-view event, you can see it automatically through this channel. And I think the subscription was like $10 a month. So it totally ticked off their cable and satellite partners because they want to make the $40, obviously, for each event, $40 to $60 for each pay-per-view event with the WWE. So they kind of isolated those people, but it was an interesting move for the fans. I mean, for the fans, it's a great deal. You pay $10 a month, you get access to all these things, but maybe they shot themselves in the foot because maybe they actually didn't maximize the profit potential. I mean, you figure you've got someone paying $10 a year or a month for a year, it's $120. They bought two pay-per-view events, they'd be paying that already.
Mm-hmm. Well, sad day for Vince.
Well, it's just interesting to see how TV is going to start going in that direction, if it works or not, is the question.
Let's find out how you can save some money if you're traveling this summer. Tom Parsons, editor, publisher of BestFares.com,
has
the story. Charlotte's very excited about that. He deals the travel there. She's going to take a plane ride with me, and she won't have to pay a nickel for her seat. That'll be exciting. Let's find out about this airfare for summertime coming right up here on Good Day.
It's a 5-hour drive to Grandma's house. That's 10 car songs, 15 games of 20 questions, 20 answers to the same question.
Are we there yet?
Not yet.
Oh. And one stop to refuel.
The quality gasolines at Exxon and Mobil stations are the energy behind your journeys. They help engines run smoother and help improve fuel economy, too, for more quality moments along the way. Because the quality fuel here...
Are we there yet?
Yes, we are.
We'll get you there.
Grandma!
Exxon and Mobil. Energy lives here. Go to Exxon.com or Mobil.com for more details.
Did you know it took 39 versions to get the American flag just right? That's proof that great things get even better when they're reinvented. Valvoline's been reinventing motor oil since 1866. And with our all-American roots, we thought it was time to celebrate our legacy by giving away a free American flag. Available at Advance Auto Parts when you buy 5 quarts of Valvoline motor oil and an oil filter starting at $22.99. See store for restrictions and details. Flag offer expires September 30, 2014. Go to Valvoline-USA.com for more info.
Eating too much, eating the wrong foods, even sleeping in the wrong position can give you an upset stomach. After eating, what do you do when you have that queasy, uneasy, refluxy feeling? Take a Gutsy Chewy tablet. Gutsy Chewy is an all-natural oral and digestive supplement which enhances your body's defense against heartburn, reflux, and helps maintain oral health. Go from that after-eating feeling of gut burn and gut bloat to gut good with all-natural Gutsy Chewy. Learn more at GutsyProducts.com. That's GutsyProducts.com.
Peripheral artery disease, or PAD, occurs when arteries in the legs and feet don't receive enough blood flow. Left untreated, it can lead to critical limb ischemia, or CLI, a potentially life-threatening condition that may result in amputation. Doctors are currently conducting a clinical trial for this condition. Dr. Michael Murphy from the Indiana University Department of Surgery explains.
CLI is a debilitating condition that affects nearly 1 million Americans. In the MOBILE study, we're testing an investigational treatment that uses a patient's own stem cells to help improve blood flow to the legs. Our primary goal is to find an alternative to amputation.
Symptoms of CLI include constant leg and foot pain and sores that won't heal. For more information on the MOBILE study and the risks associated with the investigational treatment, visit padstudy.org or call 877-788-3972.
Gold Bond presents Shaquille O'Neal.
So I'm hanging out with my Gold Bond buddies, and they're like, Shaq, Shaq, great job with the Gold Bond powder spray. People love it. So I'm soaking in the good vibes, kicking off my shoes. Next thing I know, they're coming out with a new foot powder spray. Boom. Shaq strikes again.
Gold Bond No Mess Powder Spray cools and refreshes your body. And new Gold Bond Foot Powder Spray has 2 times the odor-absorbing powders to do the same for your feet.
Stay cool with Gold Bond.
No way.
Hey, I'm Eric from Sam Adams. Here to get craft beer drinkers' reactions as they secretly taste Sam Adams Boston Lager.
It's got a good body.
It's got a great taste.
It's very smooth. I like that.
Think you've had this beer before?
No.
This is Sam Adams Boston Lager.
Yeah,
like,
how
good is Sam Adams?
That's easy to drink.
It's tasty. It's a very flavorful, drinkable beer.
Smooth, but it does have flavor.
I love a Boston Lager.
What this tested is it put Sam Adams back on the map for me.
Boston Beer Company, Boston Mass, it was Boston.
Who's the CEO and founder of bestfares.com, a discount travel website that tracks airfare changes, travel industry trends. He's on this program all the time with this news. You can check him out at dougstefan.com in the contributors box. So here's the deal. There are changes because of American Airlines merging with U.S. Air. And that has brought about some reality here. But think about this. Everybody, stop what you're doing for a second. Think about the world of politics and how it works. When I was younger, there was a Speaker of the House named Jim Wright, who happened to come from Dallas, Texas. He was friends with the then chairman of American Airlines. I think it was Crandall running it then, or was it before Crandall?
This is Braniff.
Okay, right. It's Braniff, the preceding airline when American took them over.
Yeah.
So Braniff, well, why am I telling the story? You tell the story about how politics shaped what could be done in reality in this very, this is a very contested airfare area.
Well, here's what happened. Southwest Airlines started flying about the same time the people in Dallas and Fort Worth and Arlington and Euless and all those different cities around the airport decided they'd build one big airport to serve everybody in the Metroplex. And the intent was everybody signed off saying they would be leaving what we call Dallas Love Field, and it moved, everybody would move on a certain day over to the new airport. The problem is someone forgot to get Southwest Airlines to sign that document. And when it was time for everybody to move over from Love Field to DFW, Southwest said, "We're not going anywhere. I'm standing right here." So then Jim Wright came involved and said, "Wait a minute. This is the, you got to move." He said, "No, we don't. We never signed anything." So that's how it all got started. So Jim Wright said, "If you're going to fly in the state of Texas, then you can only fly in Texas or any state that touches Texas, and that's it."
From Love Field. And he got the politicians to go along with it. They actually passed the Wright Amendment, which was certified by Congress, a congressional vote to curb Southwest's business.
Right. And then, after fighting backwards and forwards over the years, and again, we're talking over, you know, a long time here, on October 13th this year, the Wright Amendment goes bye-bye. Southwest can, they're actually building a new terminal in that airport. It should be done by that date. And they've also been restricted that Love Field could never have more than 20 gates ever. They cannot fly international in and out of that airport. Nonstop, they can make one stop service, but the big deal was they could fly anywhere in America nonstop. And Southwest has been waiting for this for years and years and years. And so yesterday they announced their flight schedule, which will be 15 new nonstops that they don't have today. And also introductory fares starting October 13th through about December 18th.
How much of this is impacted by the changes in Washington and some other East Coast cities because American Airlines is taking U.S. Air over or vice versa?
Oh, yeah.
American
Actually,
Airlines
that works real good, too. I mean, today they only have 17 daily flights, so it's up to 44.
Out of Washington Reagan.
Out of Washington National.
National.
But, and in Frontier, though, if you look at because of Newark and their allegiance with United, they had a very good hub there in Washington, Dallas, but they're going to move. They've been moving a lot of that operation up to Newark, And therefore, Frontier, as we go into the fall months, is planning to introduce something like 17 new nonstop destinations out of Washington Dulles. So if you live in the Baltimore, Washington area, Washington, D.C., Dulles area, you're going to see a whole bunch of two airlines out there fighting. JetBlue, too, got some gates. Virgin America got some gates. So there's going to be some decent work.
Because of the merger of U.S. Air and American.
Right.
And all right, so why isn't Frontier going out of Cleveland? I heard the United was going to, because that was the old Continental, one of the hubs.
They are going out of Cleveland. They've already added something like 9 flights.
Frontier has.
Flights out of there.
Frontier.
And if you also live in the Philadelphia, Newark area, they've added 7, they're up to 17 nonstops now out of Trenton, New Jersey, of all places.
Really?
But, and so they're expanding a little different places.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the thing, though. Many of these airfare sales won't start until after August 25th.
All right, so you got to pay the high dollar amount for the summertime. Check it out, bestfares.com.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you're searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Pro-EM1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganix.com, spelled TERRAGANIX.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM1 from Terraganix. Life's getting better.
For over 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.
When the moon hits your eye like a big pizza pie, that's amore. When the world seems to shine like you've had too much wine, that's amore. Bells will ring, ting-a-ling-a-ling, ting-a-ling-a-ling, and you'll sing Vita Bella. Hearts will play, tippy-tippy-tay, tippy-tippy-tay, like a gay tarantella. When the stars make you drool, just like a pasta fazool, that's amore. That's amore, Dean Martin, from the opening scene of Moonstruck, which was the big movie during this week in 1987.
Such a great movie.
Cher is 68 today. She's had a couple of Oscar nominations, but this movie was the one where she actually won an Oscar, as well she should have. Did a great, great job. She hasn't been in many years.
Snap out of it!
I wish she would do more movies. She's an interesting character.
She loves talk radio, by the way. She calls into talk radio all the time.
Where?
Yeah.
Who?
In Los Angeles, in the LA area. Yep.
Statement. Who does she call?
She's called KBC. I've heard her. I've heard that she's called KRLA. All these different stations.
What does she say? What is she talking about?
She's definitely not a conservative, but she loves to mix it up with these guys.
Yeah, so that's fun.
Mm-hmm.
Nothing wrong
you
with that.
You love him, Loretta? Well, I love him awful. Oh God, that's too bad.
I remember Richard Dreyfuss used to call me all the time when I was on KBC.
Isn't that funny?
Yeah. Listen, part of living, they live there. Why not have a conversation? I remember, I'll never forget the night that Tom Clancy called me. And also Stephen, we were just talking about him, Stephen King. I've had conversations with him on the air. Very defined political points of view. All right, what else have we got from...
You are a big liar, okay? Because I have a ring right here.
Well, I must ask for that back.
All right, the engagement is off.
In time, you will see that this is the best thing.
In time, you'll drop dead and I'll come to your funeral in a red dress.
I thought Danny Aiello, for some reason or another, where's Chucker? I haven't heard from Chucker yet.
I'm here.
I always thought Danny Aiello was the best part of this. I don't know why, but I thought he was.
I always liked Danny Aiello.
Yeah, right. He just sort of retired, went away.
You know, I tell you a quick story. Yesterday, I'm in the supermarket, and I went by the red box, and I saw Richard Dreyfuss, who was one of the stars of a directed DVD B-movie, and it goes to show you where the industry's gone. Mm-hmm. Here's a guy who has had an amazing career. And the 1970s and 80s, Jaws, Goodbye Girl, all these great films, and now he's doing a movie for probably, maybe they gave him $50,000 or $100,000, it goes straight to DVD, and you see a lot of actors where their career arcs have gone that way.
Really?
Very
That's
interesting.
Not good either. All right, Chuck Curry has some movie news for us just a moment here on Good Day.
Memorial Day weekend is here, and if you're thinking of buying a car, go to TrueCar.com. Hey, it's Leah. Last month, over 45,000 cars were sold by the TrueCar Certified Dealer Network, and TrueCar users save an average of $3,046 off MSRP. Yes, TrueCar is changing car buying forever. TrueCar helps car buyers get rid of the fear they might have of overpaying. So when you're ready to buy a car, just follow three very easy steps. First, go to TrueCar.com and find out what other people pay for the car you're looking at. Then register at TrueCar.com to see upfront pricing information and lock in your savings. The third step is simple. Just print out that TrueCar savings certificate and take it to the TrueCar certified dealer for a better hassle-free car buying experience. Every day, TrueCar.com users receive negotiation-free, guaranteed savings. Save time, save money, and never overpay. Visit TrueCar.com today. That's TrueCar.com.
From helping florists manage their first payroll to checking sales projections for logistics companies to showing garages how much they've been paid to pursuing leads for multinationals, Sage Software helps businesses manage. Whether it's accounting, payroll, payments, ERP, or CRM, Sage gives you the control to look forward with confidence. Visit sageconfidence.com.
Chuck Curry, our movie man, is here with movie news today.
All right, Doug, The Expendables 3, which opens up in August, will be rated PG-13 this time around and not R like the first two entries in the franchise. The question is why. It's quite obvious the producers want to reach a broader worldwide audience now that they've added Harrison Ford, Wesley Snipes, and Antonio Banderas to the cast, which already features Sylvester Stallone and Jason Statham and also Arnold Schwarzenegger back.
So they're not going to kill as many people, or they're not going to chop out? What are they doing that gives it a PG-13 rating?
They're just not going to have the hardcore violence. Blood and over-the-top violence they're going to restrain on.
Actually have a
stuff.
Story, you mean? They may actually have a story.
You know what? I like the first one, but I really like the second one. And with Harrison Ford, I'm looking forward to the third one. But I have to believe a lot of these characters will have mostly extended cameos.
Yeah, and there's no...
A little over a year ago, I began to do a lot of research into why, even though I had a pretty good-sized meal, that I was still starving. And my research led me to a well-known fact that most of the soils that we grow our crops on here in the United States and across the industrialized world are almost completely depleted of almost all of the key minerals and trace elements that our bodies need to rebuild themselves, fight off cancer, and be healthy. I then searched out the best vitamin and mineral company out there. and discovered Youngevity. The Youngevity products are designed to give you the real nutrition you need, and once you've got that, you don't have to eat as much to be satisfied. I've lost 37 pounds in 2 months, simply getting the vitamins and minerals I need. Check it out for yourself. It's incredible. Go to InfoWarsTeam.com today and order your first canister of Beyond Tangy Tangerine Complete Multivitamin Mineral Complex Dietary Supplement. That's InfoWarsTeam.com.